This is a poem I wrote for Father's Day in response to that famous poem by Philip Larkin about how your parents screw you up and so you screw up your own kids. They love you still, your mom and dad. You may not think so, but they do. They gave you all the love they had, though they were human, it is true. And they had trouble with their folks that they kept quiet from your ears. Down deep beneath the family jokes was shouting silence, many tears. If childhood history makes you blue thinking of your parents' mess, let the misery end with you and treat your kids with tenderness. Little daughter, darling daughter, little girl with golden hair, as I sit in utter wonder on an evening in the summer, listen to your papa's prayer. Listen to this lovely day, breezes blew and sunshine shone. May I gently, gently say, put the headphones far away. Please stop texting on your phone. If you'd listen to your father, there are things that I could say. Stories of the long ago that Taylor Swift will never know, of people with your DNA. Long before you came among us, there were giants in the land. Sturdy women, gentle aunts, men in baggy denim pants who used to take me by the hand. Maybe we should take a ride, you the audience and me the host. I drive slowly, your companion, across the plains and through the canyons, all the way out to the coast. Talk about your great-grandfathers, Scotland, Yorkshire, Nova Scotia, wandering husbands and their wives, off in search of better lives, farmers crossing the great ocean. They were people of great faith, work and prayer is what they did. Day by day, everyone did what needed to be done, and you and I should also kid. And now I see you've gone to sleep, on my shoulder, golden hair. Tomorrow we will talk again. Sleep well, my dear, amen. That concludes your father's prayer. That concludes your father's prayer.